Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, as we are wont to do here on this program, we started off with quite a bang, breaking some news coming out of the Supreme Court. Other breaking news today, Harvard Student and Exchange Visitor Program has been decertified, so says constitutional scholar, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem. She sent a letter to them today, and it says simply this: I am writing to inform you that effective immediately, Harvard University's Student and Exchange Visitor Program is revoked. It goes on, as one might expect. Wow. Want to take some calls before we move on here. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Ellen from Cedarburg, thank you for your patience, ma'am. Welcome to the show. What would you like to share? Ellen, are you there, Ellen? Hello. And we'll try Ellen back again. Paul from Spooner on the text line saying it's Trump who wants to take Gaza and, you know, put hotels up there. These are challenging times. And what I hope, though John from Milwaukee and I disagree on much, the generous reading of his text into the show that I can provide is this. John wants to condemn political violence just like I do. And he wishes to join me in condemning the man who murdered two Israeli embassy staffers. Political violence has no place in a democracy, full stop. That's it. There's no more to be said. And whether John, my conservative friend from Milwaukee, it's your team, if we want to divide the world into teams, whether you perceive it's my team that endorses political violence, I want you to know from me, John, and every conservative listening, me, Maggie Dawn, I condemn in every way, shape, and form political violence. It has no place in democracy, and it has no place on this program. Let's take a couple callers. We've got Jean from Eau Claire. Hi, Jean. How you doing?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. I feel the same way you do. I feel the pain. And I tell you, I remember I had a hammer. Do you remember that? One of the stations in the state of Wisconsin when Pelosi's husband was assaulted. I mean, this is so sick. I've never seen, in all honesty, I'm 70 and I paid attention to my government for 20-some years live. And I have never seen, you know, the behaviors of the people with the R after their name, the megas, the hate, and going after people. I've never seen anything like this before. It is alarming. And then watching these people when they're, you know, you're the Congress, watching the House, watching the Senate, the hatred, and the things that are being said and the idiocracy, it's unbelievable. And Kristi Noem, give me a break. I'm sorry, but, you know, when she writes about shooting dogs in the head, puppies, and I train hunting dogs, you just know you train a dog, you don't shoot him in the head, a puppy. I mean, these people are unbelievable, Maggie. It's like watching a horror story. So
I hear you, Jean. I do want to share with you all this. John and I, via the interwebs, the miracle of texting, we have had a moment of agreement. John from Milwaukee, my friend, my conservative friend, we have found agreement that we both condemn political violence in all of its shapes and forms. It has no place in a democracy. I have this to say about it, and then we're going to bring on some guests in the next segment. Political violence ends with us, with you, and with I, with me. We can do this. We can say to the extremist elements within our parties that that will not be tolerated. So, John, to my conservative friends listening, let's make a commitment together to talk to our extremists, whomever you think is on your team that's out there on the edge, the fringe, engaging in political violence, threatening political violence. Let's agree, John, and all of my conservative friends, to tell them to stop. Let's reclaim the political discourse in this country. I love that John and I can disagree and that we can exchange these ideas. I count on the fact that John and I can do this and do this peacefully every day. Because that, the competition of ideas, the free exchange of sometimes deeply uncomfortable, yes, sometimes incendiary rhetoric, but that we all know that there is an ultimate bright line, one that we all have a responsibility to ensure is never crossed. It is all of our responsibilities. But that responsibility is exercised, it's fulfilled on a daily basis. And we fulfill that responsibility to know that in a democracy, in this American democracy, political violence will be rejected. We do that by policing our own. So we look to our own house. I think I remember some biblical verse about those who live in glass houses should be careful about throwing the stones. So to the degree anyone thinks that this murderer was emboldened by progressives or liberals, I condemn him. I condemn anyone that takes up arms in the name of political truth. My name's Maggie Dawn. Keep it locked. We'll be back with the Center for American Progress Action Fund right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.